Yeah. Oh, well, I know how that is. Actually, I'm Suzanne, so there you go.
Suzanne, okay, I'm sorry, Suzanne.
That's fine. I'm
Suzanne, you're shy. I already messed up your name, too.
That's all right. I saw you I watched the first episode this season of This Is Us, and are you okay in just that one episode, or will we see more of you?
We're just going to have to keep watching.
Oh, okay.
Not really supposed to give away too much, but it's going to be very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I haven't seen the one since then, so I didn't know if you showed up again already or not.
You have to watch. It's such a great show.
Okay, so
did you like it?
I did. I it's not a show I watch regularly. I just, my job, I have to watch a lot of television between interviews and reviewing TV shows. And then the shows that I watch for my own personal thing, I tend to like things like The Flash. So it doesn't leave a lot of extra time to watch all of the shows that I like. So,
of course, there's a lot going on, totally understand. It's hard to keep up for me, too.
It is. It's so hard.
There's just a lot of stuff, exactly.
Yeah. So what was it like, then, coming into the group of actors that have worked together for 3 years?
Well, honestly, as a theatrically trained actor who, really emphasizes on the writing and, the life of storytelling, it was amazing. It was a dream come true because I've been a fan of the show since day one, and I'm a huge, huge fan of the creator. And I kind of saw the show grow, and I've always had this tremendous respect for the entire cast, crew, and the writing of the show. So you have the idea of it, and then being a part of it, being in that room, being in the casting process, and then also being there filming and meeting the writer, the director, the actors. I really understand now why the show is like one of the biggest shows of our time. Uh-huh. And why it has so much size. It's truly a dream come true.
Well, that's great. The actors are great. I know so many of these actors from other shows. And I wish I could watch everything.
Yeah,
I like them.
I love Mandy Moore. I kind of grew up with her. Mm-hmm. So very, very refreshing.
Oh, good. Good. So everybody just welcomed you and was very nice.
Yes. It was one of the best sets I've ever been on. Just any person from, like, behind the scenes, the crew, the production, the casting department, the director, the producer. I mean, this is truly a set that you feel like you are part of a family.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
You're a part of this artistic family that really cares about storytelling and being true, truthful to the story. And that was really important to me because I came from theater. I came from doing Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have a different type of discipline when you're working on a play versus on TV. You don't have enough time to prepare and everything moves a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So to be a part of such an ensemble of artists who truly care about, especially my character being foreign, speaking a foreign language. We had a translator on the set making sure that everything that I said, I speak the language, but still,
mm-hmm.
he made sure that everything sounded the right way, make sure the props, the extras, everything, from A to Z, that it was authentic, because it was really important to be respectful to the story and to the heritage of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. So when you were speaking in the first episode, you didn't speak in English. So was that your native language, did it have any differences in terms of the area or anything?
Yeah, so that's one of my native languages. My mother is a Pashto Zaban, so I was speaking Pashto, and my mother's side, they're Pashto Zabans, which is the largest largest ethnic group of Afghanistan are Pashtuns. My dad's side, they speak Dari, so I'm very grateful because I was able to learn both of those languages as a child.
Yeah, that's nice. And then you lived in Russia for a while, so did you learn Russian?
Yes, so I did learn Russian. I speak Russian. It's probably not as good as it used to be. I moved to Moscow when I was 4 and grew up there until I was 10. So I have that experience under my belt too, which is nice.
So how many languages do you know?
I speak Russian, Dari, Pashto, English, and I also understand Hindi.
Oh, great. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it's great now. As a child, I didn't understand why I moved around so much. But now I'm like, okay, this maybe happened for a reason.
Yeah. So did you go to college? I can't remember. I know I read your background. Did you go to college as well, or?
So I went to just drama school.
Oh, okay.
Here in LA for 3 years. So that was my learning, and that's what I've always wanted to do. So I was really, really grateful to have the opportunity to be able to go.
Well, I was going to say, if you ever decide to go back and get your degree, then you already have your languages. You can probably just test out of those. You don't have to take any more languages unless you want to.
Absolutely. When I was in drama school and I was almost done, I did think about going to Yale has a drama department where you can get your master's. It's a 3-year program. And it doesn't require, if you have a drama degree from a different school, that's great. It's more of a master's program. So I've always been a huge fan of Yale Drama School and like Meryl Streep. I absolutely love her, Lupita Nyong'o, and all the people that have graduated from there and how talented they are. And I just have tremendous respect for the school. So I did think about it when I graduated from Stella Adler about maybe auditioning and trying out. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out at the time with everything. So you never know. I personally think that you should always do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And education is amazing. I love learning. And you never know, I guess. Yeah.
Right, right. And, well, I can't ask you, I guess, my next question, which was going to be, because I don't know if you're going to be a regular on the show or not, I was going to ask you if this is the first time you've been a regular on a TV series.
I have been on other shows. I've been on The Trades. I've been on Animal Kingdom. This Is Us has been definitely a game changer,
okay.
I would say. It's definitely been a dream come true in so many different ways.
All right. Now, changing for a second here, Six Underground sounds like a really good movie. What is your role in that?
Yes. Six Underground is going to be amazing. Very, very excited. Michael Bay working with Netflix, that's epic. So I specifically was chosen to work on Six Underground because of my languages that I speak, and I was able to portray 5 different languages for the film. So once you watch the film, you'll understand what's going on. There's a lot of different layers and different things and different languages, different cultures, and I was able to come in and work with the ADR team and do voice work in 5 different languages, which was
wow.
A dream come true.
That is really cool, yeah. And did you get to do scenes with Ryan Reynolds?
No, I didn't, but in my head I did.
That's right.
I did. Not yet. But I'm a huge, huge fan. So I guess just being a part of something that he's a part of, it's just so exciting. And you never know what the future holds.
Sure. Did you work at all with Sebastian Roche? I interviewed him before.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Did you work at all with Sebastian Roche? I've interviewed him before.
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay, he was in the cast list, so I thought I'd ask. But it's a pretty big
cast.
No.
Yeah, no, but I would have... Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to look him up now.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
I felt very, very familiar.
Yeah, he's done lots and lots of stuff. So...
Awesome.
Now you're going to be appearing in Dirty John next year on USA Network, correct?
Yeah, so Christian Slater, I got the opportunity to work alongside Christian Slater. That was a dream come true because I've, again, been a huge fan of Christian since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so next January, I think I'm not supposed to tell, I don't know everything about the air date yet. We don't have the specifics, but that's going to be a really exciting one. And the story's amazing. So I can't wait.
And so you already filmed it?
Yeah. So we did that already.
So anything you can tell us about what the filming was like or anything?
All I can say is that working with Christian Slater was a dream come true.
Yeah.
I'm such a huge fan. And he's so amazing, and he is just a dream to work with.
He is amazing.
yeah.
You know, you were saying earlier about how they work so fast on television. If you get a chance to talk to Justin Hartley on This Is Us, or Christian Slater, they both used to work on daytime soaps, which go super fast. So
yes, yes.
They can probably tell you some stories.
Yes, I have friends who work on soaps, and it is, they're troopers. I mean, these actors are so hardworking and so fantastic. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for soap actors.
Well, I'm sure TV works very fast in primetime, too, but it's just, it made me laugh inside when you said that, because I'm thinking, well, you think that's fast.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity yet to work on a soap. I would love to. I kind of grew up watching soap operas. Like, my mother was really into, like, novellas, and she watched Hispanic soap operas.
Sure.
And I've been a fan. So I would love to do it one day, but I have friends who work on soaps, and I see how hard they work.
Yeah. Yeah, and from what I've read, they go even faster now than they used to, because budget cuts, and they're trying to fit everything in so fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I read about your background as a child and being a refugee. That must have been difficult for you.
I mean, yeah. I would say difficult is just, you know, not even a word that I could even use. It was, I've seen so many things that a young 4-year-old, 5-year-old should never ever see.
I'm sure.
Not even on TV. And, you know, they say children remember very specific, vivid things from their childhood. And I do remember a lot of it because it was traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very, you know, I have this respect for refugees and also for people going through it. And, you know, it hits home for me. It's a soft spot for me. It makes me emotional because, you know, this is a world that we live in that very much still exists, and all of this is happening all around us, and Afghanistan and Syria, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I think it's hard for people here to relate to that, because even the people who grew up in, say, the worst family, the most poor family with a difficult childhood, they're still not living in a war-torn country or have to be a refugee and flee to another country. It's just so much. I mean, it's unfathomable.
Exactly. I always say, because, you know, I'm an American, I'm very, very patriotic, I'm very grateful to be an American, and very, very happy. My heart's filled with joy that I'm sitting here speaking to you right now. But I always find myself thinking, okay, if I'm going through something, I remember my parents had to... pretty much, my parents were pretty successful. My family was successful. They had careers, jobs, college educated. Imagine waking up one day and having to leave every single thing that you knew, that you ever knew. The place, the smells, the people, your items, your home that you owned, that you built. You know, we had acres, we had a beautiful house. And waking up and taking one thing, a bag that's on your back, and your children, and running for your life. Because the alternative is to die.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, nobody here can relate to that. I wish they would do more TV shows or whatever that do talk about that. And it's good that This Is Us is addressing it. And they did a good job with Vietnam, and they're still doing that. But
absolutely. That was honestly, for me, the biggest takeaway was the fact, the show, you know, we are such a brave TV show, we touch on things that are so important, like PTSD, obesity, being different in the family, being adopted, and also now, you know, Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And not just one side of Afghanistan. We see Jennifer Morrison come back with PTSD, and she's really having to start her life over, and she is going through her process with her husband, her child. But we also see what happens to this woman who's a doctor in a village who's risking her life trying to save other people. She's waking up every day, and that's a choice. We wake up every single day and we make choices. Yeah. Whether you live in Afghanistan or you live here, you still make a choice. Her choice is to wake up every day and help other people, and she knows that she can die at any given minute, because women are not supposed to have professions.
Right.
They're not supposed to leave their home and go to work. That's not acceptable in the eyes of the extremists. So to be able to see that woman, and for her to risk her life, and for her to be so courageous and have a baby on her arm and still help other people, and then also communicate with an American soldier, is just one of my favorite moments of my career, and always will be, because it moved me in so many ways.
Yeah, it's really great what people are capable of when they have to, or when, as you said, they're brave and they just do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the thing about the Jennifer Morrison story that's so great is I don't recall ever seeing them showing a woman going through PTSD. So that was really fantastic.
Absolutely. And I have family members who work for the U.S. military. My cousin is a translator. She was there for 7 years.
Mm.
And when she came back, I noticed certain things about her. And then she told me some stories. And, of course, I mean, I can't relate to it. I wasn't there in combat with her. Right. I mean, she was a translator, but she still witnessed a lot. So, absolutely. Because we do have a lot of women who are in service. And, you know, we owe so much to them. And I think it is so important that the show is honoring these people and giving them a voice. And somebody out there who's watching it and going through this sees it, and hopefully it makes it. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and they see that we didn't forget. We think about you, and we honor you, and we appreciate you. We want to tell your story.
Yeah. Well, we got heavy on this interview, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Well, that's like my first and middle name. It's heavy.
So, now, there, not to get heavy again, but I know, you know, this country can be difficult sometimes with the way some people act. I hope, has anyone given you a hard time? Have you had to face more problems here for your ethnicity or your background or anything like that? If
to
you
be
can
honest
answer,
with
if it's
you,
too
I've
personal.
Had more opportunities here in the United States than I've had anywhere else.
Well, that's good.
And I'm extremely, extremely grateful for that. But I do like what's happening with the diversity and these different movements that are coming into play. It brings a lot of joy to my heart because mm-hmm. I feel like we still have a long way to go.
Yes, definitely. I live in Arkansas,
yeah.
So...
Oh, you live in Arkansas. Oh, my God. Arkansas has, like, the most beautiful horses.
Oh, that's probably true. There's a lot of beautiful trees and animals here. I will say that. right now, we see a lot of great fall colors, so that's almost worth living in Arkansas.
What's the weather like there right now?
Actually, today it was raining, but the last 3 or 4 days, it's been nice. It's been in the 70s, so can't complain too much.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had
that's
some cold
gorgeous.
Weather, and then it got nice again. You just never know what this time of year what's going to be. But we don't get to.
You know, I've never been, but I've always wanted to visit because I've heard it's beautiful.
It is. Yeah, I think most of the U.S. is beautiful. But, yeah, any place where there's lots of trees, you know, is real pretty. So, you know. And we have beautiful lakes and things like that, I guess, and rivers and all that stuff. But I'm not an outdoor person. I'm from the city, so... I'm learning to appreciate it, though. Little Rock is a nice city that you should definitely visit.
Yeah, for sure. It's on my bucket list.
Good. Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about what you might have coming up?
Not at the moment that I can share with you, but hopefully maybe in the future we will do this again.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you calling me.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it, and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.